warm hello, vibrant viewers. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. We're back in the kitchen to continue our Bananarama Fun recipes with Chef Carrie Brown and Michelle Harris, co-creator and host of the television series Alive and Well. You might recognize Carrie's name on the package of Follow Your Heart's Chicken-Free Chicken as the creator of this ingenious soy-based alternative to chicken. A chef, mostly by passion and hobby, Carrie has a decorated background in the arts as a writer, producer, director spanning the past 4 decades. He has won numerous commendations, including an Emmy Award for the Olympics coverage, as well as being recognized by the Directors Guild of America. He has instructed film and television at the University of California, Los Angeles, University of Southern California, and the American Film Institute. Nowadays, Carrie divides his time developing educational programs and teaching students how to be healthier and enjoys his days serving delicious vegetarian dishes at a local veterans hospital. As mentioned previously, Carrie will be joined by the green-living, animal-loving television personality, Michelle Harris. You can catch Michelle every day on the national cable TV program, Alive and Well, as she travels the world and reports on modern organic living, from fun fitness to green home makeovers to earth-sustaining celebrities. Yesterday, we learned how to create a yummy banana hot dog. On this episode, Carrie will show us how to make fried bananas and an amazing vegan ice cream sundae made from, you guessed it, bananas.
Okay, this is a fried banana. We start out with a little bit of vegan butter, which is better known as vegan margarine. This is a induction stove. So the pan itself is real hot here, as you can tell.
Right.
But you can actually put your hand right here.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Put your hand. Trust me.
Okay. It's not hot.
Put your hand in there.
It's not hot.
And the margarine is melting. Okay. We use this in schools a lot, so we don't get the kids, let the kids burn themselves. Now, you've got some brown sugar here.
Okay.
And we're going to need a little bit of brown sugar. I'm going to take it using our scoop here because that's the easiest way to do it.
There you go.
And that's about a tablespoon right there. That's it. Okay, and we'll mix that, stir that around. Meanwhile, I'm taking a banana, and I'm going to cut it in half. Mmm.
Okay. Yep. All right, I think this is pretty well mixed. So you want to fry it just cut in half?
Just cut in half, and that's all we're going to do to it. And then we're going to put some peanuts on it right at the end.
Ooh.
So it's kind of good. It's good.
And you know, bananas are so good for you too, especially if you have high blood pressure because they're filled with potassium.
Mm-hmm.
Also a lot of fiber.
We're going to fry it on one side, then we're going to turn it over and fry it on the other side.
And how long should you fry it on each side?
About a minute and a half or so.
Okay.
All you're doing is really browning it up there. That's getting pretty good there.
Oh, those look nice.
We just made it vegan by taking out the butter and actually using far less sugar and such. This is nothing but ground peanuts.
Okay.
And these are raw. And these are without salt, so very low in sodium. Mm-hmm. As soon as that gets a little bit of brown there, we'll put it right into this. That's ready. I can hear it, smell it. You want to dump right in here?
I'm going to put the bananas in there.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll roll them around. That's good. Either way first.
Well, you can see they're really sticky too from the mixture. There we go.
And okay. We're going to turn them over so we get them fully
coated. Here, I'll give you the tongs.
Okay.
Are those like so yummy?
Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got banana in my tummy. Looks pretty good, don't it, guys?
It does.
put this in our oven and let it cook for about 20 minutes, give or take, maybe 15, so that they get nice and brown and golden and beautiful. So,
can they go in the oven just like
not
this?
Not on this plate. No, okay. We're going to have to do it in our own plate. So if you'll give us a moment, we'll be right back. Well, let's, we put it on aluminum foil tray. Close up there. Go for it, guy. And we'll take it back and put it in the oven. It's going to bake at 350 degrees for about 10 minutes, give or take. And it'll come out here and it will be delicious. However, it's not enough to have a banana. You have to have a banana and ice cream.
Yay! A banana split.
Yay! So let's move our banana ice cream machine way over to here. Oh, okay. Now, we're going to put some bananas in here, about half of this mixture in there.
And these are bananas that you've frozen.
Frozen solid hard.
Oh. So you just cut these up into little pieces.
Yeah, about four pieces. So that way you can tell. And we need about eight pieces in there.
Okay, is that good?
That's good. Okay, we're going to use about a quarter cup to a half a cup of chocolate sauce. Now, you can use chocolate sauce like this, which is sugar-free. You can use cocoa powder. And with stevia or your favorite chocolate, or if you like kind of a bitter sweet chocolate, you don't even have to use stevia. And there's several different brands. All these are sugar-free. I'm going to put about a half a cup. Now, it really isn't too important, the exact measurements in this recipe, because it really is what your family likes and what you taste. Well, this is vanilla in here now. We're going to put it just like a teaspoon of vanilla. That's it. That's it. Now, let's see. We could put ginger or cinnamon or nuts or a whole bunch of stuff.
Or just whatever you want.
Yeah.
I like just chocolate myself.
Yeah. Now, turn it on. Now, I'll tell you a secret about blenders here. If you pulse a blender, it does a better job. Just like that. Oh, let's see what you got in there. Beautiful.
Looks
now,
good.
You can also put soy milk in there if you'd like. And if it's not thick enough, that looks pretty good there. That looks very good there. You can also put coconut in there. Now, I'm going to put that into this dish right over here.
There you go.
It should be pretty stiff just the way it is. Look at that. In fact, we don't even have to do that. Look at that.
That's so stiff. Nice.
Okay. Now, in your freezer, just a few minutes in the freezer, and you end up with something like this.
And that is so beautiful. It's a great way to have ice cream without having the dairy and all the bad things.
Indeed it is. Now, this is one more scoop.
Oh, that's nice.
Frozen ice cream here. Now, this really is frozen. And just slightly thawed. I'm trying to get there with it. Watch this. Ready? Boom. Now, now, on top of that, we could put some chocolate sauce to make it chocolate. Something like this. Just a little bit of sauce on there. Oops.
So you're making like a sundae.
Oh, absolutely a sundae. You know the story of sundaes?
No, I do not.
It started in Evanston, Illinois, in the United States. Evanston was a blue state, which meant they couldn't have any liquor sold on the weekends. And it was determined by the city council that liquor was sparkling water. So they outlawed sparkling water, which would be a soda. So they came up with a recipe to keep the drugstores soda fountains open, and they called them sundaes. Now let me get the whipped cream.
Okay. Woo! So what are you using for whipped cream, Karen?
We're using soy whipped cream. And this is a European product, which is absolutely wonderful. In fact, you were the one to turn me on.
Yes, I love that soy too. We finally got it here.
You've got to shake it. Okay. Ready?
I
you want to
ready.
Do it first or want me to do it first?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll do one. You can do one.
Okay. Do one.
Okay. Are we going to put any nuts or anything on here?
Yeah, we are. Next.
There we go.
Okay.
I like a lot of whipped cream.
Oh! And that's vegan. Go for it.
I'm making a mess here. Here we go. Oh, this is so much fun. All right.
I'm going to put some pistachio nuts on there. Look at that. Ooh. See the pistachio nuts? And maybe a little bit of coconut. That's kind of nice. Just a little bit.
And that looks so beautiful.
Whoa, what else should we put on there? What do you think?
A shaved chocolate.
Shaved chocolate, yay!
I've been waiting for that chocolate.
Oh, sure you are. This is a vegan, sugar-free bar of chocolate.
And you said it's also low in sugar, right?
Zero sugar, actually. It's made with a sugar substitute. It tastes very good. It does taste like milk chocolate, which is the interesting part. It has absolutely no dairy in it. So there you have it. We've probably got to walk over to the stove. So come on over to the stove. Oh, whoa, it's hot. Watch your hands. Watch your hands. It's very hot. Beautiful. Slide this over this way. And we'll put together a Sunday plate that's just kind of fun and delicious.
And so the fried bananas, you just eat them as is, like this.
Yeah, absolutely. Or you could put some chocolate sauce on it if you really wanted to.
Well, I think everything's better with chocolate myself.
Well, what do I know? I'm just a chocolate holic myself. Whoa.
Oh, and that looks so delicious. And you've come up with so many great ways to use bananas.
So healthy, interesting, fun foods.
And vegan.
And vegan.
Yay, vegan power.
And your kids will have a good time. And we'll have a good time. And thank you for joining us. And please come again and give us some of your ideas for taking traditional recipes and making them into fun foods. You can see Michelle, incidentally, on Alive and Well.
That's right, on the American Life Network.
American Life Network. She has a wonderful half-hour program that is just terrific. And I highly recommend it. And you can find all the information about her on the internet under Alive and Well. Thank you, Michelle Harris.
Thank you for having me and being such an awesome vegan chef, Carrie.
God bless you. Bye, everybody. Come back again. Bye-bye.
Thank you again, Chef Carrie Brown, for enlivening our palates with your creative vegan cuisines. To the charming Miss Michelle Harris, it was a delight having you on our program, and may you continue to dazzle in spreading good news about green living. And now, please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples, up next on Supreme Master Television. Wishing you and your loved ones many moments as sweet as vegan sundaes.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.